My name is Ben Bailey, the minister for the Central Church of Christ. We're so glad that you've joined us for our broadcast today.
The Thessalonians turned to God from idols to serve the true and living God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Welcome to our study of the book of 1 and 2 Thessalonians. As we think about the background for these books, it's found in Acts chapter 17. The book of Acts is a history book of many of the letters that we find Paul writing, and the history of the books of 1 and 2 Thessalonians is found in Acts chapter 17. Here's what happened. As Paul went into the region of Thessalonica, there was a Jewish synagogue there. As was his custom, he went into that synagogue and preached Christ to them, proving and affirming from the Scriptures that He was the Messiah. As a result, some of the Jews and a multitude of devout Greeks, including a few leading women in that city, obeyed the gospel and were saved. As a result, the church began there in Thessalonica. But everybody wasn't happy there. Some of the Jews who did not believe the gospel, who were bent on their own power and pride, caused a persecution to arise. Members of the church, Jason and his house, were taken as surety. Paul is ushered out of the city. And thus, the Bible makes this comment about the Bereans, but it relates to the Thessalonians in Acts 17, verse 11. The Bible says of the Bereans, these were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so. No doubt there were some in Thessalonica who were noble or fair-minded, but many of the Jews were not, and thus there were problems from without, and there are problems from within that Paul is going to write to deal with. Now, mainly, the books of 1 and 2 Thessalonians deal with problems relating to the second coming of Christ. Some of these Christians now haven't been faithful real long, but they've been faithful long enough to maybe have a friend or a relative or someone die in Christ. And so the question arises, what's going to happen to these Christians who've died and gone on? What about us who are waiting when the Lord comes? What's going to happen? And Paul deals with that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 following. In fact, every chapter in 1 Thessalonians will close with some idea about the second coming. And so this book is permeated with ideas relating to the second coming. However, there are also just some very basic principles for Christian living taught. For example, in chapter 1, Paul is going to write and encourage these Christians for their faithfulness, their work of faith, labor of love, and their hope of patience. Paul is going to answer some criticisms and some questions that have been raised in chapter 2. He deals with problems related to fornication, chapter 4, verse 4. Problems that are related to idleness, chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, and their need to respect the elders. But again, the main problem is that of the second coming and the resurrection. How does all this tie into their life now, and what should they be doing in response to the second coming? But as we begin chapter 1, you'll notice this group, these Christians, had a triune approach to Christianity, a triune approach to their faith, and this is what they had. Notice 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 3. Paul writes and says, remembering without ceasing, notice, your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of our God and Father. How did they approach Christianity? Paul commends this group for their work of faith. Friends, faith is not something you feel and you just sit around and it just happens. Faith is something we do. We put our trust in God. It's based on Scripture. Romans 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But faith is never just sitting around and waiting. Faith is active. James chapter 2, verse 14 following, James says, you show me your faith without your works, I'll show you my faith by my works. Can you prove your faith without ever doing something? Absolutely not. You couldn't prove you were faithful unless you did something. And thus, in Hebrews 11, every time after this statement, by faith, there is an action that occurs to prove that. And thus, faith is always active and working. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Jesus said in John 9, verse 4, we must work the works of Him who sent us while it's day, for night comes when no man works. But what was the motive for the work of faith? It was their labor of love. Friend, what you do for the cause of Christ must be motivated by love. Ephesians 4:15, the Bible says, we're to speak the truth in love. Mark chapter 12, verse 33 following, the greatest commandment of all, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Well, how is it that we get this labor of love? We first must recognize just how much God loved us, and let that be the motivating factor. God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. When I think about how deeply God has loved me, and when you think about how deeply God loves you, He loved you so much that He sent His own Son. God wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2, verse 4. God's not slow concerning His promises, as some men count slowness, but wants all men everywhere to repent. 2 Peter 3, verse 9. When I realize the grand fact that God sent His Son out of the ivory palaces of heaven to live and die as a man on earth, friend, that's what motivated their labor. That's what was propelling them and pushing them every day to get out and work for God. And so they had a work of faith motivated by their labor of love, which caused patience of hope or perseverance of hope. What was it that kept them enduring? What was it that made them, in the midst of their trials and struggles in a sin-sick society, keep on keeping on? It was their perseverance of hope. Friend, where would we be without hope? This hope we have as an anchor of the soul. Hebrews 6, verse 18 and 19. We're living in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Titus 1, verse 2. And it's this hope that keeps us going every day. Paul said in Romans 5 and again in Romans 8, we're saved in hope. Not that hope itself saves us, but that's what keeps us focused on salvation. Well, what do we mean by perseverance or patience of hope? Friend, Jesus said this, being faithful unto death, and I'll give you the crown of life. Here's the promise He made to you, Revelation 2, verse 10, 1 John 2, verse 25. This is the promise we have, eternal life. You have the hope. We're not talking about wishful thinking here. We're talking about something you can be sure about. You're just longingly anticipating. You have the hope of living with God beyond this life if you remain faithful. And so they had a work of faith motivated by labor out of love, and it was all deeply rooted in their perseverance of the hope that God had given them. But you know, in this message in 1 Thessalonians 1, Paul also reminds these Christians of their election, that they were chosen or elected by God. Now, when we talk about election in the Bible, and when it's used in 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 4, we're not talking about somehow God chooses some to be saved and some to be lost, and there's nothing you can do about that. True election is this. God votes for us. The devil votes against us. We cast the deciding ballot. God's already voted for all men, has He not? God wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2, verse 4, no doubt the devil is actively doing everything he can to get all to be lost. You see that in Scripture. Well, who makes that final decision? We do. Look in the Bible. Notice 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. Peter is going to write this, and he's going to encourage Christians, be more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, Peter says, you'll never stumble. Who's responsible for making their calling and election sure? We are. We've got to be more diligent to make our own calling and election sure. We make the final decision because we are free moral agents, and we decide whether we go to heaven or whether we go to hell. Now, I understand. It's only possible by God's grace. I understand the devil's actively doing everything he can to tempt us, but I am a free moral agent. I do decide if I go to heaven or if I go to hell. Remember what Joshua said? Joshua 24, verse 15. Joshua said, choose for yourselves this day whom you'll serve, whether the gods on the other side or whether you're going to serve the true and living God. They had a choice to make, and so do we. And it's not just everybody who looks up and says, Lord, Lord, that's going to heaven, but those who do the will of the Father. But as you look in 1 Thessalonians 1, one of the things we also learn was the powerful gospel these people received, it gave them great assurance. They had assurance of their faith because of their obedience to the powerful gospel. They didn't receive these things just as any ordinary thing. This was received with power. The powerful gospel is what gave them this great assurance. And friend, the powerful gospel is what gives every person true assurance. Our hope, our assurance, is not based in words or thinking or ideas of men. Our assurance is based in the power of the gospel. Listen to what Paul said in Romans 1, verse 16. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Where's the power at? It's in the gospel. What do I mean by gospel? The good news of Jesus Christ, that Jesus came and lived a perfect life, that He was buried, that He was raised again the third day, and that He was resurrected to heaven, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus. That's where our assurance is. And friend, you can be sure it is something we can know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Here's what's great about Christianity. You don't have to worry. You don't have to wonder, and you don't have to doubt. If you've obeyed the gospel, and if you're living faithful to God, you can be sure you're right with Him. 1 John 5, verse 13, John says, this is why he wrote, these things I write to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, listen, that you may know you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Not that you can wonder, not that you could have some kind of earthly hope, but that you can know you have hope. Now, why was it these Thessalonians had such great hope and assurance? Here's why. These people had truly changed their lives. The Thessalonians ever stand as an example of true repentance. I want you to notice in your Bible, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Here's what's said about these Christians. For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you. Now, notice how you turn to God from idols to serve the true and living God, or the living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Notice, this is true repentance. True repentance is a turn. They turned to God from idols, and then they went to work to serve the living and true God. And so, how would we define repentance? Repentance is a 180-degree turn from sin to God. That's what God expects us to do. Luke chapter 3, verses 6 through 8, certain Jewish elite of the day came out to be baptized by John. And here's what John said. You need to bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. What does that tell us? Repentance is not just saying you're sorry. 2 Corinthians 7:10 says godly sorrow produces repentance. But repentance, sorrow in and of itself is not repentance. No doubt the Thessalonians were sorrowful for their sin, but their sorrow motivated them to turn to God from idols and, notice, to serve the true and living God. You can always tell if a person is truly repented by the works that he does.